In all the world, in every land, you'll hear it clearly told. The lion is the king of beasts, for he is brave and bold. He stalks about, he walks, no doubt, like thunder on 4 feet. And every time he roars, the birds don't dare to raise a tweet. Of the great Pantera Leo, I am sure you've heard a lot. Well, everything you've heard is everything I'm not. When the trumpets sound the start of battle, when the gauntlet has been thrown upon the ground, I'll be in a nearby pasture hiding out among the cattle, mooing in the hopes I won't be found. When the mooses come around to make some trouble, when the grizzly bear decides to pick a fight, that's when I am on my way to somewhere distant on the double, moving just below the speed of light. For when bravery is needed on the spot, and the best give every bit of courage they have got, am I the one to lead the fray with nerves of steel to win the day? Sorry, pray not. When the moment calls for quick, decisive action, as a rule, the lion is the main attraction. With a coat of gold, a manner bold, the whole epitome of all that's bravery. Every rule has one exception. That's right, me. When the leopard gets a notion to go prowling, and the tiger thinks he'll earn a few more stripes, when the elephants are trumpeting and wolves begin their howling, well, the only sound you'll hear me make is yikes! When the situation needs an ounce of valor, you will find at once I'm short by half a pound. I'm uneasy and not easy with an awful case of pallor when the need for any courage comes around. When the situation's getting pretty hot and the enemy is busy cooking up a plot, since I'm obviously large, am I the one to lead the charge? Sorry.